If this world does end, this country's really gonna be in a bind because there's no industry left anymore in it. The farming, well, look at all the rice they had to import last year instead of export. And face it, your three top industries, whether they like to admit it or not, are being local labor on a post, working in a PX or something, being a hooch maid, or just out and out prostitution down Quinana. That's the big industries here. GIs get on here, they're not going to have nothing left. You're going to have to do a lot for educational-wise, too, like these hooch maids, my gosh. They had, mine had some stomach cramps the other day. So they, the other hooch maids used some of their local medicinal remedies on her. They did is they took a old rusty razor blade they found around here, and they just pinched her, you know, just pulled up a little piece of skin and then cut her. And they made these cuts all over her. She was just bleeding from all parts of her body. They figure, what they told us is they were draining the poison out of her. At the rate she was bleeding, been much longer. She wouldn't have had to worry about no poison any longer. I've also heard, the medics told me that it's also, the idea is if you can create pain somewhere else, you forget about where your original pain come from. But anyway, we pleaded and pleaded with her to go over to the dispensary and let the docs treat her. And she just wouldn't go. She just raised all sort of hell about how a hooch made not same GI. And finally, what amounted to is we dragged her over there. They gave her some stuff, stopped all the bleeding. But even so, when they got home that night, so we heard from the other hooch maids the next day, she went down to a local witch doctor or whatever they call a medicine man over here. Medics say it's not unusual. They use broken bottles, old rusty nails, anything to break the skin. Another thing you'll never get treated to this site, but you see about 3-4 hooch maids sitting on the ground in a row, and they'll each be picking lice out of each other's hair and eating it. Wow, I imagine they must be equal eating popcorn back in a row. Get together on a Saturday night and eat some lice. Whoopee. Another real good one, you probably blow your minds, is Papa San takes care of the latrine. Like I told you about, seeing as how we don't have indoor or outdoor plumbing, somebody's got to burn it. So that's Papa San's job. Gets 100 P a day for his work. Well, he'll go down and get himself a frog. There's just thousands of frogs in Vietnam. They're just jumping all over your place through the barracks, outside. You can't walk around without stepping on a frog sometime during the day. Well, he'll go down and stab himself a frog and roast it over this wonderful burning material. Imagine it's quite an aroma when he gets done. And then he eats it. Well, I guess this is about all I got to say about this war right now. I'll let you know from time to time how things are improving or disintegrating. Major Stone continues to go downhill. Right now he is universally known in the company as Ralph Rotten, the Field Marshal, Pebbles. But he's just crazy. Now, the flight platoon really stuck him the other day. For some reason or other, the major was he was flying passenger one day, and he didn't happen to like the way my left gunner was performing. He said he didn't show enough interest in his work, whatever this means. He didn't do anything wrong. But anyway, the major kicked him off flight status, kicked him out of flight platoon. Well, this guy, all the flight platoon guys, pretty mad, because they hate to be just a simple pawn where you can get kicked around at the whim of somebody. So they just put it plain and simple to the flight platoon officer that they would not be flying, there'd be no more flight personnel as of tomorrow morning, unless this guy's back on flight status. That's one thing in the Army that's really voluntary, is flying. They cannot say, you, and you have volunteered. I mean, this is real, honest-to-goodness, civilian-type volunteering. And they just told him that there'd be no more flight personnel in the morning unless this guy was back on. And the next morning, we were putting up our biggest CA ever. We were throwing 10 ships in the air all at once. And that's just not done unless there's something really big happening. So Major, he was caught in a bind, so he had to give in. Last night, a property book officer made Warrant Officer 3. He's a CW3 now, and he bought cold trailer full of beer for the enlisted man. This guy really likes enlisted men. And he sat after and talked with us all night. We had a real good time. I'll probably be able to buy my turntable tomorrow. This dual, by the way, the second tape was dictated a day later than the first tape. And he said they've cleared it up now and I should be able to buy it. They're doing another inventory of the craft shop, and this time they're doing it on a survey sheet that will be turned in. And so far, they're missing officially $1,200 worth of goods and products, and it could reach as high as $1,800. So whoever signed for that shop list, we're always going to be in a real hurt when that thing gets turned in. And here's something that's real important. I make note of this. Next time you send a care package to me, throw in a couple Bic pens. Can't emphasize this enough. You just can't get a pen over here. And the cheapest pens they got is some 60-cent ballpoint pen. Back in the world, it sells for about 5 cents. But they paint a picture of some gook on it with the word Saigon. Right away, this increases its price by 50 cents. Plain stupid. Sure could use some Bic pens. And throw in a jar of Noxzema. Can't get that stuff over here. This dusty weather just does wonders for your skin. Yeah. Break out all over the place. Interesting about Vietnam, too, is every week, I guess about every 2 weeks, we have the insect of the week. The other night it was flying ants, big, huge flying ants, just going all around the place, millions of them. Down in the showers, there was just almost a solid floor matting of them. And now this week it's gnats, little gnats, all around the place. God, it's just in around your face. You just can't sit down any time without them things annoying you. One time there's these big hard-shelled beetles. Why didn't things come to my shack? They come flying into my gun shack, and these things cannot see at all. They just bow, bow, beat themselves to death on the metal walls. They used to be fun to watch. Let's see, what else do we have? Little tiny flies. They're a real big 1 week. Jumping off, flying all over the place, big swarms. I don't know what it is, but... God, it's something every week to see the different type of insect life. I would appreciate if Pop would go to Wax and see what the cost would be of a tape demagnetizer for the teak. What it is, if I write teak now, it's going to be several months before that thing gets home, and I know Pop will have more than a couple hours use on that machine. I might as well just be happy to send you the money and get it right now so you could use it right now rather than go through the hassle of ordering it, you know, for a few months. My binoculars were shipped on May 28th, so they ought to be there in another month or so. Maybe because they're smaller, they'll go faster. I don't know. By the way, if I send home my turntable, there'll probably be my 45 clips in it. So, keep your eyes open for them. Well, I guess this is all for now. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Maybe I'll be home next year for it. You never know.